and Raf Rant. I'm Raf.
And I'm Raf.
We're Raf.
Raf Farisco of the Far From Vesuvius podcast. That's Raf Pizarro of Calcio Napoli Club. Just rant about Napoli.
Let's go for it.
We're going to rant. We're going to match report. We're going to talk about the games. We're going to talk about topics. You leave comments and we'll read your comments out. Question.
All right. Quick stats.
Yes. Throw the stats up there. On to a nice little segment that we're going to call the Beast of the Match.
The who's beast in it for the Napoli team? Let's see.
Follow us on Facebook. Rafael Rispo, Ralph Pizarro. Twitter at RafaNapoli83. That's me.
CNC USA 26.
I want some feedback to the show. What do you guys want to see? What do you want to see more and less of? This is going to be a show for you guys, too. I want a lot of comments.
We want to rant about something. Let us know if you want us to rant about something.
I promise you, we're not going to agree on everything all the time.
We won't.
We're going to yell at each other every now and then.
Come and rant. This is what it's for. We want to give you a space to let loose so you can do it here.
Well, that's going to do it, Ralph. You know, were we boring enough for you?
I don't know. I think we were great.
Let's get to it.
Madonna do Carmen, aiutici tu.
And benvenuti, fellas and bellas all over the world. Welcome to another edition of the Raf and Raf post-game rant. I am Raf Pizarro, joined by my co-host, the Vicar of Vesuvius, Rafa Rispo. Welcome, sir. Welcome. How are we doing today?
We are doing fantastic today. How are you, Rafi boy?
Fantastic enough. I'll take a draw.
Listen, I'll take it too, baby. Napoli and Rosso, Lete in gold. What about that?
We're going to get into that. But hello to everybody in the chat. Welcome back. Lots of people from England today here. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Probably people who went to watch the game. But let's get this rant on the road, guys. You know how we roll. Let's rip right through these chats, Rafa, because I am super eager today to talk about these things. All right.
Same here.
So, starting up with the lineup. Now, it was originally reported as a 4-3-3. I think somewhere along the first half, it kind of switched to a 4-2-3-1 or like some type of hybrid, as Gaetano would say.
FootMob usually reports it at a 4-3-3. I just wanted to let you know that. I mean, it could be a hybrid. It usually is.
Yeah, it is what it is. But we're going to list it up here as a 4-2-3-1. It's kind of what I saw in the game. Starting in the back today, a couple different changes today. First of all, we had Ospina in the net today. To the left today, Di Lorenzo starts. He picks up a yellow card about the second half. Koulibaly, Rahmani, his first appearance under the Spalletti's Napoli today as well. With Makuwit starting at the right. Thought he had a great game today. Makuwit, we'll talk about him. Oguisa and Ruiz will start as kind of like a double pivot again. 4-3-3/4-2-3-1, but they would see the middle of the field. Our attackers tonight, we have Lorenzo Insigne, we have Zielinski. Lozano gets his start up today. I believe this was his first start today, right, Rafa? And then Ozinan back
yes.
up. Ozinan back up in the lineup with two goals. For our substitutes today, we saw Unas coming in the 74th minute for Insigne. We got Elmas for Zielinski. We had Politano for Lozano up there on the right. Petagna comes in late in the game in the 84th minute, along with Juan Jesus to sub out Malkovic. Real interesting on these stats, guys. Tell me you got to watch it here. Almost even in possession today, 46-54 for Napoli. Chances 9 for Leicester, 18 for Napoli. Two yellow cards. I believe that's incorrect.
That is wrong. That's the first
that
half stat. That's okay.
Fool you is a trick. I want to see if everybody's paying attention. You know, everybody. But two corner kicks for Leicester, 8 for Napoli. Again, 83 and 86 pass percentage, respectively. Game shots, guys. This is where I was getting. I was in the chat. I was like, boy, am I getting reminded of Spezia today. 7 total shots for Leicester, 22 for Napoli, with 11 Mm-mm-mm. missed shots. Mm-mm-mm. 7 on net, 4 blocked shots. Whereas Leicester here, along with those 7 shots, 4 shots on target, 3 blocked. So pretty accurate for them, guys. And I think this is a very important stat. Rafa, I want to talk all about this today. But again, hey, listen, man. A draw is a draw. And we get it down. We get it down. 2-2. Napoli coming late in the game, taking the lead away from Leicester. It was nail biting, certainly. I'm gonna go in the chat. We did it.
From Phil. Yes, sir. We did.
Mike's FIFA clips, second half team, certainly. That's not funny.
Well, listen.
We're starting a second half team, though.
It doesn't matter what half team we are in. We got a result, you know. That once again, backs to the wall. You know, issues popping up, and we get a positive result, like Mateo Casale just mentioned. Positive result. Draw on the road to Leicester City. Down 2-0. Could have been 3-0. Ndidi was off by... No, was it Ndidi? It was Daka was offside by this much.
And we got the
call. They came back and scored anyway. It looked doom and gloom. And then the Napoli that showed itself most of the match came through. Osimhen with a lot of misses in the first half. It was very frustrating. Comes through at the end. And that's all for me. Like we're going to talk about everything else, but I'm going to bottom line this whole day and this whole show with Napoli come away with a point on the road to Leicester City where we needed to get the point. Don't forget, winning the group here is very important. So had we lost this match, it would have been very, very difficult to make that up against Leicester City. Boom, we get the draw. You know, Lega Warsaw win yesterday against Moscow.
They're first in the
and that's the point, is that we got the result. We could talk about everything else, but at the end of the day, Napoli, I mean, those kinds of draws feel like a win, right, Ralph? I mean,
we're going to get into that. But, Rafa, let me cut you off real quick because there's somebody that just slipped into the studio.
Ooh,
we want to put it online.
He
is here, sir.
Oh, yes.
Here we go. Straight from live from the stadium, guys. We got Don Di Napoli in the house. Welcome, Don.
Right from the King Power. Yes.
Way. How you doing?
I've got to tweet this out. Go ahead.
Chris, sir, how are we doing today, sir? How are we doing today?
It's good. We ended up with a draw, like you've just said. It could have been a lot worse, but exciting stuff.
Are they kicking you out the stadium? Can you get a quick?
We've hold for about 45 minutes.
All right. For the
it got a little bit tense, to say the least, at the end.
Did it really? With the English giving you Italians a hard time there, Don?
I think we were giving it as hard as they were, to be fair.
All right, good. It's good to hear that you've been representing well for the team over there.
You can see Britain's finest constabulary in... You're on live camera to America, guys.
Hey! Forza Napoli!
I'll be here,
man.
Was that just a random, or is that...
That's Antonio, the guy that I came down from Leeds with.
Oh, okay. All right. Big shout-out to Antonio then, guys. Let's get a big like for Chris Kelly at the match right now.
Behind me, we've got a lot of the heavyweights from... Like the curvers, big hitters.
Beautiful.
That's awesome. Was there a good contingency of Napoli Don Tifosi over there, Don? Was there a good contingency of Tifosi?
Considering the COVID restrictions getting into the UK, these guys have done really well to get here. I would say the majority of the Napolitan fans here are actually resident in the UK, so...
Okay.
Obviously, it was easier for us to get to Leicester to see the match.
All right. That's awesome, guys.
Yeah, no, it's on the whole, it's been okay.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Chris, where were you when Osimhen scored that goal? Those two goals. Were you in with the crowd? That were you right in front of them or?
No. All of the away fans from when the two goals that we put in, we were to the right-hand side of the goal, right in the corner of the stadium. So, obviously, when he came over to celebrate, he was celebrating in front of us.
Tell me real quick just about the atmosphere, the excitement of the Tifosi there at the stadium. Even the Leicester fans, like just the overall energy inside the stadium.
Listen, it was good. You can't, you know, when you come to games like this, there's always excitement from both sides of the, you know, the stadium. This is another hold that they've put on us right now. So everybody's.
All right. Are those the Napoli Tifosi now? They're kind of holding you in an area?
These are all the Neapolitan fans. They're just letting us out of the stadium. Again, we've got security all around us. I think they're probably expecting a little bit of a needle to continue from the game.
Sure.
Well,
Chris, I have to ask you because my kids were listening. They were listening from the house, and they could have swore they heard the Leicester City fans saying, "Napoli sucks, Napoli sucks." Was that what they were chanting? Were they chanting "Napoli sucks"?
Listen, they were chanting all sorts of rubbish, Raph. They were singing about the Neapolitan pizza.
So were they?
Rubbish.
Yeah, all right.
Our guys were singing about the fish and chips and stick it up your ass.
Yes, give it
and
to
they
them.
Were, they
give
were
it
just
to
giving them needle about, like, England losing at the World Cup.
Awesome. Very cool.
It was top quality entertainment.
Top quality banter. Yeah.
Listen, right. When things like that are going on around you, you can't concentrate on the game, which, you know, obviously that's what you're there for. But the banter makes it what it is. Sure. It makes it more exciting. So we've got me and Antonio. We've got a 2-hour trip back to Leeds, and then in the morning, I'll be watching the video of like the replay of the game just to
actually
see how it played out.
Right. I understand what you're saying. So just so you know,
Before you say anything, Rafa, I just want to represent the Voiello.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, Napoli Voiello, baby. That's it.
I went old school fire today. There's
so
a lot
Chris,
of
loving it.
I know you have the Chidio Napoli, the 84 or 85 kit. I wish I knew you were going before you left, and I would have asked you to wear that today, that white one, because today turns out to be Diego Maradona's first match with Napoli. The anniversary is the 37th anniversary of his first match, and he wore that white kit. And that would have been awesome, but the Voiello is epic. You know, I'm trying to catch up, buddy. I'm trying to catch up.
You know, Raph,
I used to have that kit.
You know the white Mars, the stripe two-tone, blue and white.
Yes,
one
I do.
One of the guys was wearing that, and I took a photograph that I'll post on my Twitter later.
Oh.
So there was one old school, and one new school. Side by side,
it's awesome,
beautiful.
The pictures that I've taken, I'll post on my I'll post on Twitter later.
Please do. We'll be sure to share them.
Definitely
with
tag
everybody.
Us. Yeah,
yes.
Tag
yes.
us.
Yes, absolutely.
Show everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah, certainly. So real quick, we're gonna get back to the chat here. Chris, anything you like to say to anybody? Want to give a big shout out?
All my friends in North America. Thinking about you whilst I'm here and you're not. Salad, I wish you were here, but obviously Six Side is better than Leicester. What more can I say? We'll see you soon in Napoli.
We'll be there soon.
I can't wait for the day that we all get together. You got to come to New York. Tell him, too. Yes,
we will do. Antonio, he said you've got to go to New York.
I'm there. Tell me
all
where.
Right.
Yes.
Come.
We'll go
to the studio, brother, and we'll be there. You know me.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Anytime.
We'll have a meet at Ribalta Pizza in New York City. We'll get a nice big screen. We'll watch a good match.
Yeah.
It'll be nice. Sure. Let's do it.
We'll do it.
All right, Chris.
So, anyway, I'm going to go now, guys.
No problem.
I'll catch up with this tomorrow as well. So.
Certainly.
Yes, sir.
Chris,
yes, sir.
Thank you again.
Safe travels back home. Safe travels, buddy.
Forza Napoli. Ciao, ciao.
Forza Napoli sempre.
Ciao, ciao.
Well, that was awesome. Hey, at Real Don DiNapoli, Chris Real Kelly, Don he's DiNapoli. He's an OG. He's been following us since the Semperda days, man. It's crazy OG. I'll tell you what, exciting. And it's very interesting that he mentions that all the banter going back and forth, it's tough to actually pay attention to what's going on the pitch. Right. But that's the excitement. But that's the excitement. Yeah, exactly. Right. And I'm very happy that nothing went down as far as like crimes or like any kind of violence or physicality. It's all in good fun, the banter. You know, I personally really like Leicester City and I like their fans that I know. So I'm happy that it went off without a hitch. You know, listen, you're going to chant. I love that.
Today was the perfect day. I've been holding that. I've been holding that one for weeks, guys.
Oh, that had to be. That was good. That was good. Major League is always good. Good quotes.
Rafa, let's get down to business, man. Let's talk. Let's just start from the beginning now. First half. I don't know. I'm a little. I feel like, you know, we were going back and forth in the CNC Discord chat, and it just everybody was saying it just Napoli feels like the second half team. And to be quite honest, you know, the proof is in the pudding. These last few games. Starting off slow, not quite as aggressive, but then coming back in the second half and bringing it to the opponents. Happens again, coming from behind, right? Yeah. Again.
Yeah.
Again. Leicester, by the way, looking fantastic. They had our number in the first half, 100%. They held us down in the midfield. They were very conscious of what we were going to do. They were able to read our plays. They were able to intercept balls.
Mm-hmm.
We had a few turnovers, it was a little bit of us too, and just attacking, moving forward. You saw the shots; they didn't have to do a lot to score those two goals. They didn't have to make a lot of chances to score those two goals. All they had to do was make the right read, go forward. Couple mistakes too on defense.
So listen, Di Lorenzo had to move over to the left side. No excuse because he gave up two goals the exact same way in the last, 4 months? You know, you had 3 months. You had the final at the Euro and the game against Genoa where he gave up the exact same goal, just not covering the far post well enough, just not being able to track back and cover that, you know, staying a little too central. Just he gets caught out, and I think teams have figured that out. We really have to work on that. That's number one. Number two, Rahmani. Okay. Malqui.
This is his first few minutes.
It was his first start, first few minutes. Yes. Same thing happened last season. His first match he started was the Verona match, and he made the mistake to give up the goal. He's got to get more acclimated into the season. Fine. I maybe think that changing too much in the defense kind of messed us up a little bit. When it comes to Leicester City, you got to come and bring your A game. So for me, should have been Juan Jesus on the left and Di Lorenzo on the right. And then if you need to bring Malqui in, you can. Although I do believe that Malqui had a very good game. He's fast. He's pacey. He gets the ball, crosses in really well. I think he's really gonna help us out this season on the right.
Marquid is fantastic. I've liked Marquid for a while.
Yes,
Rafa.
Yes.
I liked him.
Yes.
Yeah, it was unfortunate when he snagged that injury and then we loaned him out. I missed him. I really missed him because when he first
got great potential.
I thought he did good.
Yeah,
I mean, it's beyond potential now. He's a little bit older now, but
sure.
I think he's a solid defender. Yeah.
Yes,
and he did great today.
Right, and then you have Koulibaly, who's always a rock. Doesn't matter. Koulibaly's always a rock. But I do have to say, I somewhat disagree with you on the first half. We were the better team, for sure. We were the better team. To me, the thing that really disappointed me the most about Napoli today, and more so in the first half, was Anguissa didn't look like the Anguissa he looked against Juventus. And I thought that this was going to be easy for him because he actually got the game-winning goal against Leicester City last season. And he was man of the match, and one of those five man of the matches was against Leicester City. So I thought he'd come in prepared, ready to go, knew how to play them. But he was losing a lot of balls in the midfield today. He wasn't really – he was making a couple of bad passes. For me, in the first half anyway, Anguissa just didn't look like the Anguissa he played against Juventus. Right. That doesn't mean I don't rate him still. I just think that he had an off day today. But I'm texting with my cousins, and they say, oh, that's funny. I think he played the best in the first half. I mean, I don't know. I think Insigne was the best in the first half. I think Osimhen had a lot of chances. Let's not forget that Chucky Lozano had that header that went right to and you know, it went right to Kasper Schmeichel, yes, but that was a great save by Kasper Schmeichel. No matter where it was, the shot was. He made such a great reactionary save. And Osimhen, with his misses, a couple shots, Napoli had an opportunity to be up in the first half, like 2-3-1, you know? It's unfortunate but they didn't go in.
They couldn't finish, Rafa. They couldn't.
Well,
finish.
That's it. I just didn't
see enough intensity. I didn't see enough intensity. I mean,
I think the intensity was there. It's just we couldn't finish. That's it.
All yeah. right. Maybe,
I mean, that's my opinion, Ralph. You're entitled to your opinion.
Hey, no. Thank you.
If the intensity wasn't there for you, it wasn't. But I saw a fight. I did. I saw a fight. I just didn't see enough in the final third. That's where we lacked.
I took the stats. It was 15 shots in the first half. 9 of those were missed. All right.
Yeah.
Now, when I say intensity, it was maybe I should use a different word. Maybe it was the sense of urgency. Okay. I haven't been feeling it. Everything was side to side and backwards, side to side and backwards, turnover, side to side, backwards, turnover. It's every time. I don't want to go too far ahead, but it's just seems that by the second half, once Spalletti starts making the substitutions, we add guys like Unas. We add guys like, all right, granted, Lozano started today. I don't think he should have came off. Either way, Politano did get an assist.
Mm-hmm. But I agree. But
when you add those guys like Lozano, even Elmas at times, you're adding a little bit more energy, a little bit more pace, and they start making more and more noise. They start, and it seems like we're becoming the second half team because of the substitutions we're making, not necessarily the gameplay and the gameplay switches along with the substitutions. And for me, I don't see that urgency in the beginning. Now we came back. So, hey, I'll take it. I'm not complaining too much, but I don't want to spend every first half wasting it going side to side backwards, lose the ball, side to side backwards, lose the ball. It needs to be a little bit more consistent. Spalletti needs to figure out the right equation. It's coming. I rewatched the Juve game, Rafa. It's always better to rewatch these games with less emotion.
That's it. You know, I mean, listen, that's what it is. It's you know, ask Joe Fischetti. He's great at this. He watches the match and watches it live and reacts the way he does, and then he goes back and he watches again. It's a very good point, Ralph. To really, and even you Chris Dondinopoli, he's going to go home tomorrow and watch the match again because he really wants to see how it played out on, you know, tactically and technically. You know, you're at the stadium, you're having fun, you're cheering, you're booing, you're this, you're that. When you watch live, you react a certain way, you act differently. When you watch it again, that's when you can analyze it. So maybe I'll do the same. Maybe later tonight I'll watch it again. But to be 100% honest with you, still, Napoli were the better team on the pitch for, I would say, 80% of the match. I think they really did outplay Leicester City, the stats show. And I think that when Leicester City came down and took their chances, they took advantage of them. They knew how to finish. And we had to play catch-up. And you know what? We did. We played catch-up. We came back. That first goal, Ralphie boy, the Insigne to Fabian, to Osimhen. The way Osimhen played the ball, the first touch that he had, and then the touch to finish was just like over Schmeichel's head was just amazing to me.
Yeah,
amazing.
Again, it was a little crowded in there.
In the tight spaces for me is where Napoli perform, man. Like they perform. They performed. I was fighting with the cousins. Right. So, you know, Insigne is not doing well. He should come out. And I'm like, look, Insigne just started that. You know what I mean? Right. He knows how to play in the tight. He knows how to thread the needle in the tight spaces. He really does. He had that other pass to Lozano, who, I mean, it was just a great pass through everyone. It was halfway in the air through everyone. Lozano grabbed it. We were still down 2-0 at this point. Maybe it was 1-0. But Lozano had the control of it, but just took a too hard of a shot, and Schmeichel grabbed it. But then then, Ralph, you know, I had to step outside for 2 minutes, right, to let my dog out. She was crying hysterical. Aww. I come back in, and Unas is on for Insigne, and I'm like, oh, no, Insigne's off. Oh, my gosh. But instantly Unas made an impression. I think keeping Adam Unas this season, where everybody wanted to sell him for 25, 30 mil, was humongous for Napoli because he's going to really come through for us. Mm. This Unas is one of the kids.
Yeah.
Or is this Ali? This might be Ali. Ali didn't see the game with us, but can we confirm?
Identify yourself.
Is this Rocco, Ali, Pauly?
Rafa, I am now starting a movement to get Rocco and
to Pauly. Get their own. Listen, all right. We're trying. They I don't know what's it. Going on. We're trying. I'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out.
Can you put the comment back up though? Because I didn't get there. Okay, no,
nobody was complaining that we came back in the second half when it resulted in a win. I think everyone is just pouting about a draw. No, I'll accept the draw. Whoever you are,
nobody was. Pauly, yeah, whichever one. Nobody was complaining that we came back in the second half when it results in a win. Okay, yeah, not. No one's really pouting, I don't think. I'm perfectly content. You had to see us. We were cheering like crazy when the final whistle blew. We got away with a point when the loss was imminent. We got away with a point. Jay from SSC Napoli. Leicester got a draw because they were clinical. We got a draw because we weren't. We dominated. Yes, but the draw felt like a win to me. Whenever you're down late and you come back and draw, that's a W in my book, especially when you look at the situation at hand. Again, group stage in the Europa League, and I don't know if it's the toughest match of the group away, because we still have to go to Russia and we still have to go to Poland, but Russia's going to be very tough. But in a match that you needed to get a point, at least we got a point.
It is Ali, confirmed. Yeah. What up, Ali? How are you?
What up, Ali?
What up, Ali? Always a pleasure to have you here. I agree. It was definitely a positive result. I'm not calling this one domination. I'm not giving Napoli the benefit of that doubt today. But listen, it's a second half. It's a comeback win. I'm proud of that. We didn't give up. We didn't lose.
Well, maybe not domination. Maybe not domination, but the better team.
Not today, but
there was a beast, wasn't there?
There was a beast. You know what? Let's do the beast of the match. I know Quentin got a comment here. He wants me to
throw it up.
I'll do it. But you know what? Let's get the beast out of the way.
Okay.
Because it has to do with his comment. All right. Let's get that done. Here we go, guys. Who do you think your beast was? Beast of the match today. Let me hear it in the chat. We're gonna put it up here. Let's go. Let's do this. Guys, you know him. You love him. I had to get – guys, Victor Osimhen. I mean, by the way, in my IMO, honorable mention of Malcui today. I thought he did a good job back there. I thought he did a good job. But
Can I just say one thing before we go on?
Yes.
I want to change my beast of the match right now.
Really?
Yeah. The beast of the match are the kits.
Oh, the kits. Dude, kits of the match.
Can I just say – can I just say – now, a lot of Napoli fans on this one Instagram that I follow are like, no, hate it. Looks like a Roma jersey. Who are we, Roma? These are the Comuno colors. These are the Napoli colors. We're red and yellow. Our colors, our commune colors are red and yellow. I got to find my flag and pull it out. This kit is an homage for me, is an homage to the city with the blue Napoli N. And that Lete in gold, everybody was complaining about Lete. They always complain about Lete. Look at that Lete in gold, man. Those are fire. Those are fire. Anyway, Victor Osimhen, man of the match.
Man of the match. I'm going to put up a question here. Quentin had one. He wants to. I'm going to do it. Hang tight, guys. Because, again, it has to do this. Where is it? 542. Here we go. Quentin says, I have a serious question. When do we stop talking about Victor's age? Even the commentator was like, he's 22, in my opinion, and like, but he is a professional. I agree here. When are we going to stop talking? I mean, listen, he's still young. Who knows what his capability is? I mean, I'm sure he can do better, more. I don't know, but it's true. The guy's a professional. Look what he did today. Yeah. I mean, that first goal, pure class. As some people, I mean.
And then, Rafa, you know, and I sent you the photos. I sent you photos. I want you to try to find a certain one. It's the one where he zoomed in, right? Did you see? Mm-hmm. Did you see that photo? Can you pull that up at all?
Yes. Give me a few minutes. After we do the beast, Rafa, I can pull it up.
Yeah, we'll get the photos up there. But for me, Victor was just like, also sort of dictating. You know, the play. I mean, he was on the flanks, pointing.
Right.
He was on the flanks too, trying to find. I mean, he had this one pass to Zielinski. I think that was in the first half. I believe it was in the first half, where he just sent the ball right into Zielinski's foot, and Zielinski just couldn't get the shot off. But it was such a great, great pass, and I think altogether, man of the match and beast of the match for me. I mean.
I think FootMob did give a man of the match. I mean,
yeah, he got a 9.1 at FootMob. I just believe that you know how sometimes we like to separate the two. Today it was all in one for me. I think he really took the team by the scruff of the neck and said, "We're not losing this game."
And even those little things, chasing down the goalie, chasing down the defenders, giving them a hard time, just always being a presence. I want this team to feed this man as much as possible, try to get him the ball, and try to have him score. I want more. I want Insigne facilitating a little more like he did in the second half. He was one of the catalysts to that goal. But it came in the second half. The first goal, he's trying to save the day. I don't want Insigne to be the superhero all the time. He's going to be the superhero by being the leader, by helping everybody else score. And then his goals will come, whether they be penalty kicks, whether they meet a little Tito G's. Those Tito G's are not working right now, boss. You got to bring the shot down, man. Mm-hmm. Bring the shot down. Like, he doesn't have to win the game by himself. He has to fix it. This Napoli was great when everybody was involved in the play. It's the one thing I'll probably miss about the Gattuso era coaching of Napoli, especially those last few games. Everybody in on the play. We can't have and Politano too. We just can't have the same thing on the wings all the time. We need a little bit. We need a little bit more urgency. We need them to move the ball a little faster, and we need him to feed this man right here, Victor Osimhen, because this guy's a pure goal scorer. You saw that a little nick right over the goalie. It was beautiful. A header. Powering the defender from Politano.
Yes.
Beasting it. Beast today, Victor.
That's where I wanted you to throw the photo up, because I really just noticed that it was such a treat to see Osimhen call for the ball before. I think it was Politano who got the assist.
Politano.
For the second goal was Politano. Called for the ball. He calls for the ball, and Politano sends it in and finds him perfectly. You know, and you know, Osimhen's asking for it. Give me it. I got it. And today he took his chances and saved us from a loss, man. We didn't lose. You know, this community is an amazing thing. Win, draw, or lose, you guys are the best. Forza Napoli sempre, Paul Porter. Thank you, Paul. Really appreciate that comment.
With the drip, I see that.
Yeah, we
see
it, Paul. And you had another comment that was up there. You took off real quick. I wanted to put that up there because I don't know which one it was. It was probably right after Paul.
The Sinopoli here, right here.
Yeah, Insigne needs to aim at the near post and get goalkeepers thinking. Yes, I agree because they're all waiting for the Tito G's. Maybe we get the near post shots. You know. Yep, got to switch it up sometimes.
No, 100% on the community here. Thank you, Paul, for that comment. But here it is, guys. Beast of the match. What'd you think? Give me a like. Give me a big heart if you agree. If you thought it was somebody else, hit us up in the comments. Let us know. Mm-hmm. But thank you again for your participation. So there it is. I got another funny picture too, Rafa.
Go ahead.
No, we'll save it. Let's talk a little bit more about the game. I'll save it till the end of the show when everybody leaves. I thought it was kind of like a little comedy thing that I saw. But listen, again, second half, two tails of Napoli here. I'll tell you the truth. Unas. Let me just put it out there real quick. I wasn't crazy about Unas for a few years. I thought he was a bit. You got that California sun, like it was hitting Dominic before. Like,
yeah, you want to take the full screen a minute? I'm gonna go take care of that.
All right, hold on. Let's do
go
that.
Ahead.
So I'll
give
my take about Unas real quick. Go ahead. So here it is, guys. Unas, Adam Unas. Now he finally makes the team. Why now? I don't know. He grew in the loans. I don't know what it was. But I always thought he was a bit of a ball hog. Adam Unas has great footwork, great control, good pace. But again, he's not the only one on the pitch. He can't take the ball from the midline all the way to the front of the field and then think he's going to score. He needs to be a part of the play. He needs to help facilitate. Again, his goals will come. And his pace is going to help. I really think he's the type of guy, you know, whether he starts to come off the bench, that he's gonna put pressure on the defense, on the back line moving forward. And I want to see more of that with him. But I want to see him passing the ball when he can't break through. So, you know, it's to open things up. I thought Unas had that problem. Rafa, you're back. Let me get Rafa back in here. You look great. You look great. I didn't mind. The sun was beautiful. It was raining.
Nah, it is beautiful. I like the Southern California comment, but I wish we were in Southern California.
It was just reminding me that day with Dama when we did the Familia, the Renaissance one. But Ali Style talking about Unas Ozi, future of the club. I agree.
I gotta say, that's not a bad take right there.
Ali be on the show next week. By
she knows the deal.
She got to come on here.
Told you. She needs to be a guest on the show.
She's responding here. Hot take incoming. Everyone's talking about Ozzy's age because they want to say that they watched him when he was young, when he was considered the best striker in the world.
Not a bad take either. It doesn't matter how old Osimhen is. He provides the professionalism. And he knows what to do on that pitch. He does. Luca, that stadium was loud and the fans are right on top of you. 2-0 with 25 minutes left. Crazy mentality. Bravo. And there's the difference. There's the difference, man. Who wins this game last season? I love him. Everybody knows how much I love Gattuso, but we don't win that game. This game, we do not come back and draw last season. We lose. We lose this game.
I think we were very good first half, to be honest, Raf, just didn't finish. I'm assuming that's coming to me. Man, I don't want you to feel, I don't want anybody to feel like I thought that we were bad. I just wanted a little bit more urgency. It's like I want to see more people crowding the box. I want to see the team moving forward. I just thought the ball just kept going backwards a little bit too much in the first half, backwards and sideways. And I know it needs to be done every now and then, but it just happened a little bit more than I wanted. We saw Leicester got the ball, boom, went forward, made everything dangerous.
That's the English approach.
I know, that's the English approach, man. But the Italian approach wasn't that great to me.
We still created more chances. That's the thing. We could have easily been up 2-3-1 in the first half if we convert our chances.
If we can take good shots.
Yeah, I'm saying, Ralph, is that you're talking about the sideways and the back passing and the back tracking. Okay, the shitty shots have a lot to do with, in my opinion, your assumption of the first half. If we had scored 2 or 3, who cares about the back passing and the side to side and the play? If we score the chances that we had, 15 of them, like you said in the first half,
right?
If we score 2 of them, who cares? We're up 2-1 at the half. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. I get. I understand where you're coming from. I do. I just really have to. Quentin will always take your side. It's all good.
No, not always.
That's your boy. That's fine. I love him too.
We disagree. Hey, somebody's got to be on my side every now and then. You know?
Of course. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong. You're right. But if those chances are converted, maybe we're not talking about that. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about, dang, Napoli went into the half leading, you know?
15 shots, 9 misses, guys. You got that. And 4 block shots. So that means, like, that's 13 ineffective shots and 2 so-so shots. I want that to improve. If that can improve, we're going to see a superstar Napoli. Again, I'll say this much as well. Is there something that – listen. Listen, as much as I love all this comeback drama, Napoli are giving me heart attacks. I'm with Ali here.
That's also because there's 3 loud Neapolitan kids yelling. And when I say 3 kids, I mean me being the oldest one. No, but I know why you're with her because they're not converting those chances. They're
Look, I'm starting to turn, and Francesco got one for me. I agree with Ralph in the sense that we did plenty to be in a better position. At halftime, I thought we were aggressive enough. By the way, our high press looked strong tonight.
Yeah.
I thought we had a lot of turnovers. I thought Zielinski didn't do that great today. I thought he had a lot of turnovers today.
Yeah.
I still think Fabian Ruiz is not good on the counterattack, defending, having to defend on the counterattack. Mm-hmm. I still don't think that.
I'm wondering if
being up front.
Right. I'm wondering if Zielinski is still nursing the injury. You saw him limping just a little bit. Damn, Paul's giving you the business right now.
Hey, man.
Rispo is better looking, though.
How can I compete with this majestic beard in here? What do you want?
It's the beard.
I'm short, furry, funny. My hair's thinning. You know, what
do I
got going?
Listen, without the beard, I'm an ugly duckling. I'm telling you right now.
Stop it. You're handsome. I saw that picture, that young picture looking like that dude from Gamora the other day. I saw that.
Wait a minute. Which one? The one with the blowout?
Yeah. With the lineup looking all G up in there. Ali said, I want to see Jesus more. Me too.
The new kid. Yeah, you do want to see Jesus.
I think we all need a little bit more Jesus in our lives right now. We'll see what happens.
Raph, you mean this one? This one that I just sent you?
Where is it?
It's coming. No, on the Facebook Messenger.
I'll try to get it up. We're gonna have a couple.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's the one. Well, I'm putting this one up.
So listen, everyone.
Talk
everyone
a little
is
bit, Rafa. I gotta
because okay, so there, so right? everybody is talking about the last time Inter and Milan were in the Champions League both at the same time together, right? Coincidentally enough, that was the first season Napoli were in the Champions League. You know, the question was, where were you the last time they were both in the Champions League together? 10 years ago. Now, Milan have been in the Champions League, I think it was like 7 or 8 years last. That's what the last time they were in the Champions League were like about 7 or 8 years ago. But Inter and Milan together was 10 years when Napoli first got to the Champions League. So here is I decided to go ahead and post some pictures of 10 years ago. 10 years ago when you know, Napoli first made the Champions League, you know, and it got a lot of really interesting comments, and it was really cool. I'm going to send you a couple other pics if you want to try to get those up there too. It was really cool. Right. But yeah, 10 years ago, man, Napoli's first Champions League game against Man City, actually, who were also their first Champions League match, was that.
That's right.
That match.
I had a double ask. I was like, that was their first?
Yeah, that was it. They finished like third in the Premier League that season, or the season before. And then that was the season that they ended up winning the Premier League in the last minute of the season. But yeah, that was it. It was 10 years ago. Isn't that crazy? Napoli's first Champions League was 10 years ago. Also, today being the Insigne 10 years since he – and I'm sorry, not 10 years. It was 9 years, right, since he first scored a goal in a Napoli shirt against Parma at San Paolo, right?
A lot of firsts today.
To go up 3-1. Yeah, he came in for Cavani and then scored on a Pandev assist, which was cool. Right. And then, like I mentioned to Chris, 37 years ago today, Maradona played in his first match, which was amazing. I mean, amazing stuff. Really cool to –
That's good.
Oh, this is right. 10 years ago. Well, yeah, 10 years ago, he was born. He was born 10 years ago.
Look at that. See? What a good day. What a good day of first day. Huh?
It was a good comeback. Yeah.
Let's round this out. Let's have a little fun here, Rafa. But overall, what I want to see, slightly more urgency. When we need to push the game forward, I want to see a little bit more of that. Mm-hmm. I know Zielinski was hurt. Maybe he has to come back in form. But I need to see a little bit more from him, too. I want to see, he needs to be, remember, no Zielinski, no party. We said this last year. Mm-hmm. If he's in there, if he's helping facilitate, if he's coming in with the energy, Napoli looks like a whole different squad. If he's going to play in that number 10 role, I mean, we need a little bit more of this. I personally want to see Fabian Ruiz. I was listening to Joe Fischetti's podcast the other day. He had some boys from the Renaissance chat. He had Vincenzo Battiglio and Gaetano Zalano, who was here on the show as well. And they were with it. They were with Ruiz being a number 10 possibly for this team. We said it before, Rafa, on the show. I would like to maybe see a little bit more of that somehow, you know, maybe subbing in, switching up, play with it a little bit. I want to see a little bit more of that. I want to see a little bit more pace. I'd like to see a little bit more on Unas. Again, I wasn't crazy about it. I thought he was a ball hog, but maybe he can, maybe he's grown, he's learned, he's adjusted. He knows he has to play with his team. I want to see a little bit more of him and Lozano. We got to figure it out how to get him back into this game.
Right.
All right. Ozinem, I was maybe next few games, we're going to start seeing more from him. Once that boy gets hot, I have a feeling it's going to start snowballing into lots of goals from that guy. So I think we'll see that. And Insigne, you don't have to win the game by yourself. You don't have to just help your team win. Everything else will come for you. You want that raise, you need to help the team win, get back in champions, make us look good. We can make a little extra moolah, and we'll splurge a little bit on you. But until that point, you know, no preseason, remember. I know. But still, that's what – I'm not complaining, guys. I love Napoli. I like that we keep our heads tight. We started the season with adversity. We started the season with injuries, our midfielder, our goalie. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, what can we adjust? Because I'm not going to sit here and give them all the credit in the world, but I'm going to be critical on them. But I still love them. Rafa, and then.
Yeah, I agree. I think Insigne really does bring a lot, though. You know, when he takes erratic shots, it's frustrating for everybody. But he does score chances a lot, and he does contribute a lot. I think he was the best player in the first half, like I said. Sal saying that he thought that Lozano looked better, like you had on before. Ciao, Raf, what's up? Yeah, Lozano looks better and better because, you know, and that comment to no preseason was to Lozano, no preseason for him. Joe Malfitano is in Italy. How's it going, brother? Where in Italy? I hope Napoli. Tony Sessa's in now. What role is Mertens going to have?
That's a good question.
Dude, that's another thing. Mertens will be back strong. And you know, the thing is that Mertens' injury was a shoulder injury. So it's not to his ankles, not to his legs. He'll be fine. He'll be fine when he comes in. You know, it's just more that's going to be added to the squad when he gets in.
We all know he might play the center of the field. He can come in as a false nine when Spalletti wants to do a 4-3-3. I think at this point in the career, considering the injuries and what happened and the way the team is kind of moving along, he will probably assume that super sub role. Now, I remember last year I was really pissed about everybody kind of relegating him to that. I thought he had a lot more, but the injuries really hindered all that. I think this year it'd be safe to say he turns into the super sub. And, hey, why not? He has tons of experience. He can do a lot. He can do a lot in the second half.
Francesco brings up a good point. It's a response to Tony, what role that he'll have on. I think Mertens will be regular off the bench and also be thrown into an occasional start. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. We can have Mertens coming off the bench as a super sub, like you said, Raf. And that's where he flourished before Higuain left and before Milik got hurt.
Right.
He came off the bench and was a dynamic player and got the occasional start. And he will really do damage to the Europa League if he comes in for a couple of these group stage matches. He's going to be a great option off the bench, a great option to rotate, to start on a rotation.
Joe answered us. I'm camping outside of Rome.
You guys are good. Awesome. Yes, we're good, my friend. Thank you.
You doing s'mores? What do they do, Italian campers? What do they eat?
Oh, come on, man.
They got the Kinder Buenos on the stick.
They got to melt the Kinder Bueno. No, they're going to have they'll have it in between two biscotti. So it'll be two biscotti and then a Kinder Bueno inside. Yeah.
Yes. That sounds delicious.
Doesn't it? We're going to try it.
All right. Any more questions here? I want to. Very good thing he missed Francesco says very good thing he missed a good amount of time last year, and his numbers are still very, very solid. I just love the guy anyway. Mertens is always puts me in a good mood when I see him. So for me, it's all good. Thoughts on Unas. Now, Christopher, I think you came a little bit late here.
Chris Estrada. Yeah, we touched on Unas, buddy.
We did touch this, but Rafa, definitely. Maybe you want to give yours. You know,
for me, very happy that we kept him. And I think that, you know, like I said, I was scratching my head when he came off for Insigne, but right away instantly made an impact. So I'm very happy with Unas staying with us. But check out the rest of the show on delay, buddy, and you'll get our full thoughts of him.
I want to know what everybody thinks of this right here.
So here hold on.
There he is.
Oh my God.
I love it.
Look at that chin strap. Look at that dirty chin strap.
Oh.
You can't pull this off in 2021.
No, this is
you can't pull this off. Look at my dog tag. Okay.
Nice. Did you have a tan? You're looking great there.
I'm always tan, man. This light doesn't do anything for my tan.
Guys, I want everybody to see this picture and then Google the dude from Gomorrah. Who is it? Savistano, the father? Oh. Just like you. All right, I'll get it off. I loved it.
It's all good. That was 10 years ago. That's a whole different me.
All right. Yeah, I got this one, too. Here's another
go
one.
Go ahead, show me that one.
Check out this doppelganger right here.
Yo, for real, man.
James Madison and Fabian Ruiz. I was like, dude, these guys are doppelgangers.
James Madison, the president?
No, yeah, the former.
Wasn't he a president? Was it James Madison?
Was it Madison? Man, I don't know.
I know he had a Madison as president. What was his first name?
Anybody know in the chat who's the Madison?
Come on, someone get it before I Google it and find out.
I love it. If Jersey Shore was a pitcher, Rafa, this one was for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Looking good as ever, though, from Allie. The blowout.
Thanks. Yeah, it was James Madison. Only thing is he has two D's in his name, this Madison on Lester. the most wanted in a good one. All right, Chris, thanks, buddy.
Oh, here it is. I thought this one was fun anyway. Oh, man.
Yeah, dude.
Let me get some closing music here, Rafa. We're going to get out of here. We're reaching the hour mark. If you want to add anything.
What do I want to add? Napoli are so this is Napoli's first of three straight matches on the road, everyone. They will be playing Sampdoria on Monday, 2:45 start Monday against Udinese.
My fault.
And it's this Monday, 2:45 in Udine at the Friuli. And then on Thursday, a week from today, I believe that's a 12 o'clock start. Could be 12:45. But that is Sampdoria Napoli at the in Genoa at the, what is that, the Marassi? Yeah. So two more road matches until we get back to the San Paolo. But really special news for everybody. The post-match after Sampdoria, we will have Patrick Kendrick live on the post-match Raff and Raff. He'll be fresh off of commentating for that match.
He's done this before with us.
Right. So awesome. For the world feed matches, you'll be able to hear him. In the U.S., I believe you'll still be able to hear him. Depends on if Bonetti and Andres Cordero do that match. If not, we'll probably get Patrick Kendrick. So, regardless, we're going to have him on after Sampdoria Napoli. So, look for that. But, yeah, three straight matches on the road. We don't get back to the Maradona for until the end of September, I believe.
Let's get a big Forza Napoli going in the chat, everybody. This way we cut out of here real soon. Real quick, Rafa, where can I get that red jersey?
Ooh, so this I got. This is a funny story, okay? I was looking at it on eBay, and I think I slept bought this. Now, Allie sleep buys a lot on Amazon. Like, she goes into this zone right before she goes to bed. She puts things in her cart, and she just buys it, right? I think I did that because I don't remember trying to buy this. When I opened it, I was like, wait a minute, what? But I'm glad it came in because it's this is from the Serie B season. The year that we were promoted to Serie A with Juve and Genoa. And
what do you got back there, Rafa? Calaio. Wow. That just makes it much better, huh? Boys. Francesco, by the way, Zielinski was my choice today. Goldrake, not my choice.
No, not her choice. Not my choice. Lete No Box. This was one of the last Lete No Box jerseys too. So yeah, man, that's where I got it.
Oh, he was all right. We're all confused here. They're not for sale yet, Christopher. But you can.
Oh yes, they're not for sale yet. No,
you can check on the official web store.
They're not there yet. They're not there yet. I checked. Trust me.
Yeah, I checked earlier today.
Tony Sessa wants to know about your black Napoli hat.
You like this? This is custom work right here, sir. I am like Rafa's the drip king, but I'm the custom king. And here I am. Got the CNC custom t-shirt on, okay? Got the Napoli hat on. If you really want, go to Lids, pick yourself up a black fitted new era cap and have them do this with the puff embroidery. And there you go. That's it. Bang, here it is. Black on black, baby.
I'm going to do a red on gold.
Do it. Do it. Why not? Maybe. You know what? I'm going to do one too, Rafa.
Nah,
I'm gonna do
two. There you go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Someone in here earlier asked about merch. Someone in here asked about merch. I think we got to get merch going, guys. I think we got to get some merch going.
We'll try. It's tough, you know. But
it is tough. But let's do it. Let's figure it out. We can figure it out. Let's try it for Christmas.
Let's try for Christmas. Yeah. As we're growing, we're getting more people, more interest. You know,
yeah.
We certainly want to. We want to give things out. But Rafa, great show. Napoli draw. Leicester today in the first match of the group stage in the UEFA Europa League 2-2. Great comeback win as always.
Comeback draw.
Comeback draw as always. We will be. I want it. All right. Tony Sessa, we'll make it happen. Andrew Dorado, welcome. We'll be here this Monday. We got a
yes, sir.
Show coming on. Yeah.
We have a show this Monday. Well, so this Monday will be. So this is okay. So we're at sort of a crossroads here, Rafi. Mm-hmm. We have to decide whether we're gonna do a post match right after Udinese Napoli, or a proper rant with the post match integrated into it. So whatever you decide, Ralph, we can do.
We've done these hybrids before, so I don't mind if we talk a little bit about the game. Let's play it by ear.
Because that'll determine our start time, guys. So basically, it's either going to be right after the match, like 5 o'clock, or our normal time, 7. But either way, I think it's cool. You know, it's the only match of the day, I believe. So there's not really much that we have to rush for. It's, you know, maybe we go, maybe Rafa Muggs.
With the Forza Napoli in the back.
Yeah, well, you got the Forza Napoli. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I gave you that.
Nah,
that
was, it's all good.
This is the third cup. The third. That's this the is third, the away kit. Yeah. This is
There's
the away
a home cup.
Cup.
I like this one because I get to see us, and then so does everybody else. You know?
Ah, I love it. I'm loving it.
But yeah, so start time for Monday is to be determined. It's either 5 o'clock or 7 o'clock. I'm leaning towards 7 o'clock. Screw it. Everybody's home. Everybody's watching.
Yeah, let's do a little hybrid.
Everybody in here will be able to come on at 7 o'clock, except for unless you're in Europe, which if you want to stay up, you can. You can always check our YouTube page for the replay. You can always download the audio on Far From Vesuvius. You can do anything you want, but whatever you do, please subscribe. Please like. Please rate us. Please do everything you can to help us grow. Because we need those numbers up. We really do, big time. We want to take care of everybody in the English language community.
Yes, every little bit helps, guys. Thanks again. Rafa, great show. Forza Napoli to everybody. It's been a pleasure. We'll see you next Monday. Take care, guys. Ciao
for now. Ciao.